Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. Yes, it is. Free Talk Live. It is a special tribute to Merrimack County Jail edition here on Free Talk Live this evening. It is Friday. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me in the studio tonight,
it's Bonnie
and Chris.
And why do I say it's a special Merrimack County Jail edition? Well, we've been given word that two of the Crypto Six who are currently being held in Merrimack County have obtained radios.
Yay!
And there is a, and I didn't look it up and I don't have it right in front of me, but there is a radio station that broadcasts right where the Merrimack County Jail is. So in theory, nobody, the host formerly known as Rich Paul, he and Ian may both perhaps be listening tonight.
Yay.
So welcome, Merrimack County, to whoever might be listening with you, if anyone as well. We've got lots and lots of fun things to talk about. And by fun, I mean, well, not so much fun. Bonnie, you brought in this super interesting article from Turkey.
Oh, yeah, I haven't finished reading it, but apparently Turkey is outlawing cryptocurrency use as the lira plummets.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not supposed to read the stories before you bring them in.
Yes, you are.
I haven't finished reading it.
That would be like breaking the rules of FTL.
I at least skim them.
Yeah, I just skimmed that one.
Yeah, I'll admit I occasionally skim stuff, too.
Sometimes, though, I am guilty of just going, oh, that's a great headline. I'm just going to bring that.
Yeah,
but then what if it ends up being disappointing? I always try to skim it.
It has happened. It's true. You get into mid-article and you're like, okay, I think we'll move on. At any rate, this from cryptobeat.substack.com. Turkey outlaws cryptocurrency payments. Battle lines are firmly drawn in Turkey over crypto payments as confidence in its fiat currency drops. On April 16, 2021, announcement number 31456 included regulation from the Central Bank of the Republic of Turkey in six relative concise articles, non-use of crypto assets in payment regulation, insisted cryptocurrencies, quote, may not be used directly or indirectly for payments as of April 30th, 2021.
It could never happen in the U.S.
You know, the more they try and crack down, the more people are going, because their, you know, your currency is failing, you're basically saying that people can't do commerce anymore if your currency fails, right? So you're effectively criminalizing everybody. Yes. Either you do the illegal thing, which is use cryptocurrency and continue to eat, or you do what the government says and you starve. Is that really an option?
It's interesting to me because I keep saying something along these lines. If governments do nothing with regards to cryptocurrency and just sort of allow it to be and allow it to grow and become the industry that it's becoming and, you know, spawn innovation and make things a whole lot, you know, it's going to come and it's going to do some things to businesses like the internet did, right? It's got that kind of power behind it. And so if governments just do nothing, there's going to be this sort of, we'll call it a maybe a slow pace, you know, to where things take a while, adoption takes a while, you know, the newest innovations on the blockchain technology, it'll take a while and that kind of a thing. Now, if governments do anything other than nothing, all they're going to do is speed up that timeline.
Oh, yeah.
Because with government oppression, right, comes innovation. As soon as the government says, you can't do that, there's going to be some developers over there going, Oh yeah, we can write code around that.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny. It's like it's kind of like what's happened here in the United States with them cracking down on the Crypto 6. Like the more people hear about it, the more people I see using it, and it's like people who have never used it before. And it's like how do I get that Edge wallet thing set up that you keep talking about?
Right.
And it's like it's because of the publicity that results from the media that you cause, government.
I can definitely say I've never been more laser focused on learning about crypto and just like liberty in general ever since the government kidnapped my boyfriend for using crypto.
Well, and it's worth mentioning that if you are not familiar with the Crypto 6, this you can find a bunch of information over at thecrypto6.com. This is a website that's been set up by a bunch of volunteers, and it is for the Legal Defense Fund for the six people who were arrested, my gosh, it's a month ago today.
Yep.
Wow, they've been in a cage for a whole month.
On the 16th of last month.
A whole month they've been sitting in a cage now.
Yep. And so, to be clear, four of them are out on bail and bail conditions and that kind of a thing. Two remain in, and we mentioned them earlier. It is Mr. Ian Freeman, as well as Nobody, formerly known as Rich Paul, both hosts here on this particular radio show, Ian being the founder of this particular show. So they are still incarcerated for, you can go and search the indictment online and read it for yourself. To me, it sounds like a whole bunch of nothing.
Yeah, it's the bastardly crime of using crypto, basically. It's insane.
And respecting people's privacy while doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a baked-in feature of some of this crypto anyway.
They're just trying to criminalize, privacy. And it's absolutely insane because, and the sanity of it is, Bitcoin is less private than the U.S. fiat, right? U.S. dollars.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
U.S. dollars are more private, and U.S. dollars, criminals, actual criminals, they do substantial amounts of money laundering through the U.S. government's Federal Reserve System.
Yeah, we read all the time about these hit piece articles that people write that the Bitcoin is being used by criminals for criminals. You know what? Pales in comparison to the U.S. dollar.
Right.
The U.S. dollar is the number one used currency by most criminals, most places, most of the time.
Right.
So until the U.S. dollar can show us how it's done, I think the Federal Reserve, the government, they all need to shut the F up.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's take a look more at this ban in Turkey. It says, furthermore, no services may be provided for the direct or indirect use of crypto assets and payments. No use of crypto assets in the provision of payment services and the issuance of electronic money. For good measure, in case there might be ambiguity or wiggle room, the missive included a ban on payment services providers who may not develop business models or provide any services related to such business models in a way that crypto assets are used directly or indirectly in the provision of payment services and the issuance of electronic money.
The idea that a government would want to ban technology, it boggles my mind. It's like you're literally crippling your own economy. Why would you do that?
Well, so they only want to use it for their purposes. They don't want you to use it for your purposes.
The long-term penalty, though, is going to be far worse than the short-term, theoretical gain that, you might achieve, because ultimately at the end of the day, you're keeping your own, your own people effectively from adopting the technology first and leading the way in the market.
I mean,
they don't care about their people.
Yeah, these are politicians. For them to be long-sighted would be very surprising to me. So, they're obviously only looking at short term. They're only looking at, what's going to get me reelected, all that kind of a thing. I don't know what type of, I'm not familiar with Turkey as a government, so I can't really speak to what type of government they may or may not have, but.
Yeah, I believe it's very authoritarian.
No kidding.
that's all governments, but yeah, I mean, they're.
I just meant with the ban on the cryptocurrency. It sounds very authoritarian.
It is, but I believe they have they would have a theocracy, but their military basically controls the government because every time it gets overthrown, the military, reinstates. They reinstate democracy. It's kind of weird because you would think that you would think that a military wouldn't reinstate democracy, but because the country is like basically voting in a theocracy, a religious theocracy, you end up with a situation where, like, yeah, the military actually restores the democracy.
Yeah, it gets really crazy really quick. That's for certain. 603-283-6160 is the phone number here in the studio. Again, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join in on the conversation. Do you think cryptocurrency should be banned by governments? We've got more Free Talk Live coming your way.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the program. It is Free Talk Live. It's the Friday night edition. In the studio tonight, it is myself. I am hosting. I am the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We have been talking about this article from the Crypto Beaten newsletter, where apparently Turkey, that is the country, not the animal, has banned cryptocurrency.
Can you imagine a bunch of turkeys running around exchanging crypto?
That would be
really hilarious.
It would be hilarious. And we could talk more about that. The phone number, of course, is 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls in just a minute. I just wanted to read the rest of this little bit. The opposition leader in Turkey, his name is Kemal, says, I met with different stakeholders all day. Blockchain and crypto are the only areas where our 1 billion ventures will emerge, talking about new industries. Turkey unfairly hit financial technology startups. They have no tolerance for the young people. No, 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 apparently. So this guy is against the banning of the cryptocurrencies and rightfully, I believe, surmises that any of their new technology companies are going to be, well, hogtied a bit by the inability to use cryptocurrency in their innovations, because we know that that is where all the hot tech space is, right? DeFi, right? That's the whole bit right now. Decentralized finance is the, you know, buzzword
in
tech.
I don't think that governments fully understand what they're doing when they ban cryptocurrencies, right? Like, at certain points you can regulate it. The problem is, what happens when people start accepting cryptocurrencies, right? They don't need to go and buy cryptocurrencies anymore. You know, I have very rarely bought cryptocurrency.
Right, because you accept cryptocurrency at your business.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, you know, you have to wonder. It's like, yeah, right now you can try and hinder it, but long term you're going to fail when it comes to hindering cryptocurrency.
They already covered that. They said that nobody can accept it, so nobody will.
That's just because, yeah, okay, just because the government says something doesn't mean that people obey, you know?
Well, the president over there in Turkey, Recep Erdogan, I'm probably butchering that name, has become increasingly desperate to buttress confidence in the Turkish lira, especially as the country's street is widely viewed as crypto-crazy streets, I believe.
You know, the way to build confidence in your own currency is probably not to try and go after cryptocurrency, right?
That's because what I'm saying.
If you go after the cryptocurrency, you know that the currency in your own country is bad, really bad.
The president recently sacked the head of the CBRT, which is the organization that is banning or issuing this ban, says it didn't help managers plunging the lira by low double digits on the news of that guy's firing. So, yeah, they're not doing themselves any favors, that's for sure. We can talk more about this, of course, but first, let's go to Detox calling from Cape Cod. Detox, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, as I did it last week, I'm wishing one of my best friends, Bobby, a happy birthday tomorrow. So last week I called in and I suggested that it's almost at the 20-year anniversary of 9/11. And my question was for, at that time, if the host ever believed that it's going to get, if we're going to get a new reinvestigation into, you know, the situation.
It's a good question. And good question. My answer is no, because if we were going to, it would have happened already.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. But I wanted to continue the thought. So Mark said no. Mm-hmm. And my suggestion is, there's so many people that listen to you guys, and there's a lot of good things that are coming out of the Liberty movement, like Bitcoin. Your question tonight was, should it be banned? Obviously, it shouldn't. So it's a good example of, like, going forward, evolving, and we're getting a lot of libertarian ideas put out there into action.
Yep.
So instead of thinking that it's not going to happen, what if we actually, like, really believe that it can happen, which I believe it's going to happen, and just, you know, push that motive?
I mean, what
that notion?
What good would it do to investigate it again? Like, you know, I mean, if they didn't tell us the truth the first time around, and they investigate again, you know, and I'll put the investigating quotes. What do you think it's gonna change anything?
There's so many ridiculous things.
It's like a little kid saying that when he gets in trouble and he tells his parents that he didn't do something when they know that he did something, his initial reaction is not to get in trouble. But if we did another investigation and we, you know, showed everyone that this is what's going on, maybe some good can come out of that.
Who's going to do that investigation? Because, you know, it's...
The private sector. We're already doing it. We already have the information. We just need to get people on board and make it so, like, it's okay to understand that this is going on.
I think enough people already completely believe that it's an inside job and everything. It's just, what can you do about it? The government's not going to come out and tell the masses of complete, like, brain-dead normies, like, hey, we did this and we're sorry, you guys need to punish us. It's not going to happen.
I don't know that it makes any difference whether it was an inside job or not, you know, at the end of the day. I mean, the government's going to do what the government wants to do, you know?
Yeah, they're certainly not going to let a good crisis go to waste.
So
that's for certain.
I got a question for you guys, because this is where my mind's going. So you know how, like, the older generation, say if it was an inside job and they did this. The younger generations that are going to come into power, do you think they're necessarily going to play on the same motives that the older generation had, or do you think it's going to be, like, better?
Oh, no, I think it's going to be worse, actually,
yeah.
Because there are more people attending government indoctrination camps and learning to only believe what they're taught to believe from an authoritarian standpoint. And if it doesn't come from official sources, why, then it's not true.
Yeah. I mean, the reality
is...
Do
you want that to happen?
The reality is...
Do you want our future to have that, or do you want it to get better?
People don't learn from the past. They don't learn from their mistakes. I mean, this is just, you know... It is what it is.
I'm asking you, like, personally. I don't care about anybody else.
What do you personally think? I think the only way that it could ever be, like, a big difference if the government came out with a new investigation would be if they told us, like, the absolute, complete truth, because there's probably all kinds of crazy stuff we don't know about. And, yeah, that could probably be helpful for us to figure out a lot of stuff about the government. But they would never, ever do that. They've burned buildings full of paperwork about MKUltra. They're not going to do a full investigation.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Detox. We do appreciate it. There have already been independent studies done of the information. There have been several investigations. There have been, you know, a number of scientists and engineers who've gotten together and presented documents that say, hey, here's what we saw, here's what we've determined, and none of that is having any real impact.
You know what I think has had an impact is certainly not at the federal level, but at the state level in New Hampshire. You know, I was talking to somebody today about, you know, how close are we to really having power or getting rid of power in New Hampshire, right? Of those who have it currently. And, you know, we're talking about maybe 80, we've got maybe 80 libertarian, you know, pretty libertarian individuals, and we don't need 400 in the House. So we're getting closer. We only need about a third. So we're pretty close already.
603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you'd like to join the conversation. It is the Friday night edition of Free Talk Live. More is coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Indianapolis authorities are officially identifying the suspect in a deadly mass shooting at a FedEx facility.
This individual has since been identified as 19-year-old Brandon Hole.
The shooting left 8 people dead. Hole killed himself during the incident. Police noting that FedEx confirmed Hole had previously worked at the facility and was last employed there in 2020. President Biden says the U.S. and Japan are forming a new working partnership to deal with the challenges of the 21st century.
Japan and the United States are two strong democracies in the region, and we're committed. We're committed to defending and advancing our shared values, including human rights and the rule of law.
Biden welcoming the Prime Minister of Japan to the White House on Friday. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Russia plans to kick out 10 U.S. diplomats in response to a measure against Moscow over alleged election interference, cyber attacks, and other damaging activity, raising the stakes in relations between the United States and Russia. The CDC says roughly 77 million Americans have been fully vaccinated in the United States against the coronavirus. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has a message for everyone who's been fully vaccinated.
So, you know, my view is you know, if you get a vaccine, the vaccines are effective, you're immune, and so act immune. If you tell people the opposite, then gee, you know, why, if it's not effective for them and it's not going to change anything, then what's the point of going through it?
Texas is moving forward with new gun legislation that would allow what's known as a constitutional carry. The bill would give anyone over the age of 21 who can legally own a firearm the ability to carry a handgun in public. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything that is on your mind. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
The telephone number again, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to join the conversation. We've been talking about cryptocurrency, and we're actually going to talk a little bit more about it here in a minute, but I need to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse for ignorance of this very important world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com. Okay, now we're going to talk about NFTs. Have you guys heard this?
Yes, Grimes made her newest album an NFT.
Do you know what an NFT is?
Non-fungible token.
Non-fungible token, yes. Now, I have mixed feelings about NFTs because, on one hand, I see the potential value of something like artwork being able to be authenticated as an original, for example. And supposedly the NFT technology, the non-fungible token technology, is able to do that. Now, I haven't seen it done in a way where it like can't be copied, so I'm not sure how that applies. So I have some mixed feelings on this. However, I am a heavy metal fan, as you guys may know. There is a heavy metal band known as Megadeth, who I'm saying they've created a mega token, but I just made that word up, mega token. But Megadeth non-fungible token sells for over $18,000 in Ethereum.
Whoa.
So they've made themselves, you know, a hefty chunk of money. The first Megadeth non-fungible token has sold for 8.4 Ethereum, or roughly $18,000 at purchase. The piece dubbed Vic Rattlehead Genesis features the Megadeth logo and the band's iconic mascot revolving in opposite directions for 6 seconds. So it's a piece of digital art. NFTs are a type of digital asset where ownership is recorded on a digital ledger blockchain. Each NFT is unique and can be viewed as a collectible that cannot be duplicated, making them singular and potentially valuable. NFTs can represent digital files such as art, audio, videos, posters, album art, and other forms of creative work. Now, this is interesting to me because, you know, I've done music for a long time, and I'll do more music, but it's not, you know, sort of a number one priority for me now. It's more of a hobby kind of a thing. But art has always been a passion of mine, and the ability for artists themselves to control their artwork without having some other entity inserted, whether it's a record label or lawyers or, you know, that type of a thing, or they have to create some sort of sub-organization, make their own label, et cetera, and so on, has always bothered me as an artist.
Wait, why does it bother you, like, that people can make their own beats on, like, SoundCloud now?
Well, it's just the way the system is set up doesn't reward artists for doing art, right? It rewards production, right? Particularly music, right? It's just how many copies of this album can we sell, right? That's where the pure profit numbers come from. And so that was the drive behind most of this stuff. You don't find it so much with, like, painting. Right? Because, I mean, sure, you can take a digital copy of a painting, take a picture of it, but you're never going to have the original. It's very difficult for you to have the original unless you pay for the original.
Well, that's because the original is worth something in the perspective of the beholder, whereas, you know, a song, you know, presumably isn't.
Well, so there are what are known as master tapes or master recordings, multi-track
that's
recordings.
That's got to be worth something, though.
That can be worth something to the right people, right, if they have the right software or the right analog gear to, you know, I don't know, redo their own mixes and, you know, all that fun stuff that, you know, people pay for. But what happens with the music industry in particular is it became just a reproduction, right? As soon as they figured out how to make copies, an industry was born, and now that's, you know, sort of what we're left with. Now, the NFTs seem to be throwing a wrench into all that, because now artists can at least produce their own art, authenticate it with blockchain technology, and then sell it for whatever somebody might deem its value is on the market.
But I'm confused about what part you don't like. I thought you said you don't like that artists now can, like, just make music from their bedrooms.
Why would I dislike that?
I don't know. That's what I asked you, and you
I'm
started
sorry,
saying
that,
you don't like
it. If that's what I said, I misspoke. That is not the case.
Yeah, I don't think you were listening.
No, I specifically
fully
said
he was talking earlier.
You don't like the people can make like SoundCloud beats, and you're like, yeah, because it does this.
No.
So I'm kind of like lost
on
the.
Sorry.
He didn't like the fact that effectively the industry controls the art,
right,
as opposed to
the artist
controlling the art.
Right. And so it's turned out now. So there used to be, millions or hundreds of artists selling millions of albums, and now there's millions of artists selling hundreds of albums because of technology. Technology's improved in such a way where musicians can now, of course, you know, make an album in, you know, their home studio, that kind of thing that rivals something that might be made in a multi-million dollar studio. But the NFT part of this makes this a very, almost a personal thing that can be offered. There was a band, smooth jazz outfit called Snarky Puppy. And they would go on tour, and they would multi-track record every one of their performances. So if they played Friday night in Seattle, they would record that performance on a multi-track. They'd send it off to their mix engineer, and within 3 or 4 days, they would have MP3s of the entire evening's concert available. And if you purchased the right ticket, you just got those for a free download. So it's a memento of the show. They personalized it. This would be a very good use for NFTs to me, right? Whenever concerts start up again, which hopefully is soon, if an artist goes out, puts out a concert, they can record the whole thing, they can create NFTs for that concert, and then sell them to the people who attended the concert, either in advance or after the concert, making the concert a much more personal experience and giving people that intimate interaction that makes art, that makes music so attractive to the human species.
So. Yes, so many people were mad about Grimes doing this with her new album. Like, just a bunch of people on Twitter who don't know anything, they were just like, she's selling this worthless item, like, for I don't know how much it sold for, like, a lot. And it doesn't even actually mean that you own the album. Like, I don't know. Like, if somebody wants to buy, if somebody gives value to it, why are you mad that someone made money off of that? I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure I fully understand the value in it, but I think it's absolutely ridiculous that somebody would criticize it.
Most NFTs are part of the Ethereum blockchain, meaning that they are bought and sold using Ether, a major cryptocurrency. A recent report by Nonfungible.com, an NFT market analyst firm, said that the non-fungible token market tripled in 2020, with the total value of transactions increasing 299% year-on-year. That's more than $250 million, according to a new study released by Nonfungible.com. Developed with support from Foresight Business, BNP Paribas, the report, the third annual study of the NFT market, finds that NFTs are primed to become a leading emerging asset class for the virtual economy in the years ahead, both in terms of their financial value and their practical uses. Megadeth is currently putting finishing touches on the follow-up to 2016's Dystopia album. 603-283-6160. Art in the form of digital tokens. More Free Talk Live on the way.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. It is Free Talk Live, the Friday night edition. The phones are open. The telephone number here in studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join the conversation. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And we've been talking about cryptocurrency-related things. We talked about Turkey trying to ban cryptocurrency transactions because they want to, of course, promote their government currency, the lira, and so now they're trying to ban people from interacting. We talked a bit about heavy metal bands making non-fungible tokens selling for $18,000 on the NFT, non-fungible token market, using Ethereum. But I can't let it go by. I saw this over at Bitcoin.com on their news section. I can't let it go by without mentioning. Bitcoin's creator, Satoshi Nakamoto, is now a member of the top 20 world's richest people. Now, this, of course, assumes that Satoshi Nakamoto is a singular person. And we know that that may not be the case. Satoshi Nakamoto is a name given to a person or persons who gifted the world Bitcoin. And so we're assuming here in this article that Satoshi Nakamoto is a singular entity, a singular person. And if so, that makes him a member of the top 20 world's richest people.
I just honestly thought he was like, I would have thought that they would be like the richest person on earth right now, so that's why it's not really surprising to me. It's good, I'm glad to hear it, but I would have thought, you know, they were like the richest.
Yeah, it does beg the question of, you know, are those private keys that exist? Who's got them? Where are they? And, you know, If he was a person, right, and there was a person behind an email account that was representing one or more persons, who's got those keys? And the children, you know, who's inheriting, you know, those keys?
And, I mean, how much does he personally hold? I don't know. I never thought about that.
Well, let's see.
Right.
The mysterious creator behind the Bitcoin project is unknown, and there's very little information out there concerning the identity of the blockchain inventor or group of inventors. However, there is some information that the community is aware of, and it is well known that Satoshi Nakamoto helped kickstart the network and was with the community up until 2010. It is estimated that Nakamoto holds at least 750,000 to 1.1 million Bitcoin from when the creator mined tokens back in the early days.
Is that all? Because don't other people own more than that? I'm just confused.
Okay, wait a minute. One more time.
Oh, that many tokens. 1 million tokens. That's
actual Bitcoin. Yeah,
oh, okay.
BTC.
So $60,000 worth.
Somewhere between 750,000 to 1.1 million BTC.
Hmm. Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, you do the math on that.
That math is too hard.
60 million? I don't know.
That is...
yes, indeed. There is... It is also understood that Nakamoto has never spent these rewards gathered during the first year Bitcoin launched. So now leveraging current BTC exchange rates, it shows that Satoshi Nakamoto is a very rich person today, as the inventor possesses over, here's the math, $59 billion.
Oh my God.
So, you know, you know what's interesting? If
that's billion with a B, 59 okay. billion.
If it was, you know, more than one person, right? If it was a group, right? Who would be the most likely, you know, candidate? Who's behind it, right? And you would think government, but if government's behind it, they could really, you know, undermine, you know, Bitcoin's value because of how much Bitcoin they've got, right?
Personally, I don't think government, just because why would they create something that will destroy them?
And then the question is, well, if it got out of control, right, let's say they thought this would be a great idea, a great way for the CIA to launder money. Well, if they don't, if they think that value, you know, it doesn't exist anymore, you would think that they would then, like, just release all the Bitcoin onto the market all at once and just undermine its value, right? Something like that.
I can't see that happening, but...
I can't either, but, like, if it was, right? Like, if it was a group as opposed to an individual.
Oh, yeah, okay, right. Yeah, there could be some sort of trigger decision mechanism in place.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of giving you a comparison, number 18 and 19, as far as the most wealthy billionaires, are Jim and Rob Walton. Those are, you know, of Walmart. And then number 20 is Michael Bloomberg. They both sit just above 59 and 60 billion, respectively. So that would be the type of company that Satoshi Nakamoto would be in, just financially speaking, from that measurement alone. This is, of course, if Satoshi Nakamoto has access to all of the 1 million BTC estimate and the $59 billion plus doesn't include the forks that he owns, too. Because you have to remember that early on in the Bitcoin, there were forks of Bitcoin, and so it could be that he owns a whole bunch more than just the 59 billion in actual BTC. Because the Bitcoin Cash stash would be worth over $650 million, the Bitcoin SV Cash would be worth over $250 million. Satoshi Nakamoto also has access to 1.1 million Bitcoin Gold and all the other forks that exist if the inventor still has the private keys.
So since all this stuff is public on Bitcoin, how come nobody can see, or, like, can we see if anybody has ever, like, moved that or if they're
just
holding it?
We can, and no, nobody has.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are groups of people dedicated to monitoring exactly what you're talking about, these chunks of Bitcoin. And whether or not, you know, every now and again we'll do an article even here on Free Talk Live that talks about, oh my gosh, the mystery coins from, you know, this particular era that we think are this guy have moved.
Really, they have?
Yeah, well, every now and again you'll hear an article about some of the coins, right? These watchdog groups are like keeping an eye on it because the blockchain is a public ledger.
So whoever Satoshi Nakamoto is has spent some?
No.
Not Satoshi specifically, but there are other people from that era.
Yeah.
Who also, other whales, other early miners.
Mt. Gox, I think, might have been one of those examples, which I think actually did get moved, as well as, I think, wasn't Ross's crypto or Silk Road, at least? Crypto moved at some point here recently too.
FBI agents like steal some.
Oh yeah, and that's how come the crypto moved at some point.
But with just the BTC stash alone, the amount of value puts Satoshi Nakamoto in the top 20 position according to Forbes Billionaire 2021 list. Nakamoto is positioned just above Michael Bloomberg and the Waltons, as mentioned. Bitcoin's inventor would be the 19th position using today's BTC exchange rates, and with the corresponding exchange rates of forks, it would still make him a hair below Jim Walton. So the Walton family, the owners of Walmart, of course, still ranking up there hard for Satoshi to beat out as of yet. This says the Bitcoin.com news desk covered the fact that Satoshi Nakamoto is slowly moving towards Jeff Bezos' number one position and what the price of BTC needs to be to get there. With close to $60 billion in assets, Nakamoto is not yet a centibillionaire, and BTC still has a ways to go for the inventor to even come close to either Bezos or Elon Musk. It's not out of the question, however, to believe that Satoshi Nakamoto can make it to Bezos' position, as Bitcoin's inventor held the 157th richest person worldwide position back in October 2020. Being a member of the top 20 wealthiest billionaires is no small task, and the mysterious and unknown creator of Bitcoin has accomplished this feat.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because the thing that you have to look at is what's the rate of increase as far as his value or his assets are concerned.
Right.
And the rate of increase, I think, is, if I'm not mistaken, has far outpaced any other billionaire. So he's going to. It's not a question of if. It's just a matter of when.
Right, and it's moving pretty quick, too. I mean, compared to the other guys on the list.
Right.
Nakamoto's moved quickly.
Yeah.
By way of comparison. 603-283-6160. Hour number two of Free Talk Live is next.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.